96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday the 28th of June, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. It's a sports Friday. I've got B3As in studio with me this morning, because of course we are on the road to Paris. Everybody pull your feet into the car, put on your seat belt, make sure you strap in, because we flying on the road to Paris. A quick housekeeping note before we get the show started. This is a traffic diversion notice for the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the U.S. Embassy of the United States of America for today, Friday the 28th of June, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the new embassy compound on Shirley Street. The 28th of June, between the hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., a ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held for the Embassy of the United States' new compound on Shirley Street. At 5 p.m. on Friday, the 28th of June, the following streets will be closed to vehicle traffic. Elizabeth Avenue South on both sides. Shirley Street between Elizabeth Avenue South and East Street, both sides. East Street between Shirley Street and Jail Alley, call it Jail Alley, Goal Alley, both sides, and Sands Road, both sides. All vehicular traffic will be appropriately diverted from the affected areas. So if you leave in town after work today, just try head south. It's going to be a little jam up. People are going to be looking for places to park. Just be aware of traffic diversions. If you are going, remember that some of your traditional parking spaces will not be available. Again, Elizabeth Avenue South, both sides. Shirley Street between Elizabeth Avenue South and East Street, both sides. East Street between Shirley Street and Jail Alley, both sides. Sands Road, both sides. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I have B3As joining me in studio. And then hopefully a little later in the day, we're going to have a special guest joining us from Baja Bash. I can't wait. Finally, a woman wrestler like a challenge. It's been exciting following this story. Along with the Baja Bash comes our very own Kalia Capri, a.k.a. Alexis Gray, a.k.a. St. John's graduate, a.k.a. Sierra Breeze. And hopefully she and her team will make it into studio today. I think that's going to be lots of fun. Here are some headlines, and maybe we'll get into them after we... I don't know if we can ever stop talking about the road to Paris, because this is an exciting trip this year. International swimmers enjoy Bahamas' national swimming championships. Mako wins 6th straight swim nationals. Team Bahamas' Olympic gear revealed. Track nationals start on Wednesday. We just get a recap. Bayman athletes hit the track. Exciting story. Cartwright named NCAA D2 Honda Athlete of the Year. Carl Heald walks away with WBA Fede Caribe title. The stud boxer. He says he's going to box them all out. And guess what he did? This guy is 7-0-0. That's his win-draw-loss record. Freedom Farm takes all four divisions in Freeport. So those are some of the headlines, but let's get into the conversation with Mr. Sheldon Longley from the B3As and, of course, Guardian Sports Reporter. Good morning, Mr. Longley.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mamas. It's an exciting time to be Bayman, exciting time for sports.
Absolutely. And it's a flag day.
Yes,
it's Bayman Flag Day. And yeah, I'm not wearing my colors. I tell you why. Because, see, normally you don't celebrate Flag Day in your own country, right? Flag Day is like a diasporic celebration. That's cool, though. I was wearing my flag colors yesterday. But I love it because this year in particular, we got to gear everybody up for the road to Paris.
Yes, indeed.
And this is how you do it. So, the Nationals.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the results. Who is coming from the Nationals to go to Paris?
Oh, man, I don't know where to begin. There were so many fantastic results last night. And the juniors really stole the show.
Okay.
You know, it's supposed to be, you know, all about the road to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But this is must be all about the road to the under-20 championships. Because the juniors really stole the show last night. Kudos to them. The boys, 110-meter hurdles. We had three qualifiers for that alone for the World Under-20 Championships.
Okay.
Led by Tayshawn Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Former St. John's athlete. Tayshawn Robinson, I got to put St. John's in there.
That's twice on the map, St. John's. Y'all doing it.
doing things. So it's good to see him come back. He ran a personal best last night, 13.91 seconds to qualify for the World Under-20 Championships.
Mm-hmm.
He also qualified for the World Under-20 Championships. He ran 14.02 seconds last night.
Mm-hmm.
And third place was Jalandon Wilson. He also qualified for the World Under-20 Championships. So three qualifiers in that one event. He ran 14.09. The qualifying standard is 14.20. So
let me ask you a technical question.
Sure.
So this is twice now, mm-hmm. in the women's hurdles. We have three qualifiers, three women at the top of the field, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, we got these three young men,
yes.
three qualifiers, right back to back.
Yes.
Is this the point when we say, okay, we're focusing on this particular discipline. We're going to start building specific camps, specific training opportunities, mm-hmm. for these disciplines.
The hurdles has been on the rise now for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like you said, that's good to see. You know, we used to always be known as a quarter mile country,
yeah.
400 meter country, right? And sprints, right? We were always getting sprints. But it's good to see the hurdles coming on steam, you know, because Jamaica has always dominated the hurdles at the career level,
mm-hmm.
right? And if we could get our program up to where there is at the hurdles level, you know, we could steal some of that those medals at Carifta, and that bodes well for the junior program. And then it carries right on over into the senior program, right? Like all three of those action last night.
Right.
And they came for second and third last night.
Again.
You know, so all three of them are headed to Paris.
Right.
You know, so.
So where Camille Rutherford come from?
Camille she went to school in Houston.
Yeah.
I think she's Frank Rutherford's niece.
Well, look at that, Camille Rutherford. I didn't know you was my cousin. But good morning, cousin.
Yes, and she has the fastest time among a Bahamian this year. I think she ran 11.19. That's the season's best. She won the 100 meters on Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, that was a strong head win on Wednesday, so the times weren't really all that impressive on Wednesday. But she came first, and Thea Charlton was second.
Okay.
You know, so Camille ran 11.47, if I remember correctly, and Thea ran 11.53. So it was a very close race.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Okay, so did we see Shawnee? Have we seen Shawnee and Stevie Gardner yet?
We have seen Shawnee in the heats of the 400.
All right. So she's decided she's going to run the 4 as opposed to the 2, or can we expect a 2 from her as well?
Well, she started the 2 last night, but she didn't finish. You know, I'm hoping that she was just testing a start and she's not injured in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She has the finals of the 400 meters today.
Okay.
You know, so she's scheduled to run in that event. She had beaten in the heats, actually. By Javonia Valcourt.
What?
Yes, she was beaten in the heats.
Javonia. I mean, Shawnee, just give us a moment. Way to go, Javonia.
Impressive.
Carrying on bad.
Impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Shawnee might have just been taking a stroll in the park, you know. Mm-hmm. She might be saving it for the final, which I believe she had 3.02 seconds on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shawnee could run that in her sleep.
But yeah. And it's like, mm-hmm. I imagine that it's a mechanism or a slight gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
To boost the confidence of the other teammates.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. And kudos to Giovanni for taking the bull by the horn and running with it.
So, Shanae, you give up on diving? I mean, or you can save it for the Olympics.
You may see a dive in the final.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at the Olympics. You may see a dive at the Olympics.
Absolutely.
You know, but I'm confident she's going to qualify today.
Okay.
You know, she hasn't qualified yet, but I think she's going to qualify today. And Giovanni is in that final today as well, so she's going to give Shawnee a little push.
All right. What other events are slated for today? And today is the last day, right?
Today is the last day.
Events start at 5 p.m. today?
They start at 5 o'clock today.
All right.
We have a number of field events. I don't have the schedule in front of me right now. Let me see if I can find it. I know the track events, the women's 400-meter final, that's going to be the featured event tonight. We also have the finals of the 200 meters. Those are going to be exciting, very exciting. And we also got some relays, the 4x1 and the 4x4.
All right.
Right, you know, relays are always exciting, right? And see if I can pull up the schedule to find out what else is going on. But yeah, those are the featured events.
All right, we're looking for some qualifiers. Who has a chance and still has time to qualify?
In the men's 200 meters, Wanya has already qualified.
Good stuff. Hey, yeah. Wanya, good morning. I miss you from last week.
Wanya McCoy.
Wanya, my boy.
The real McCoy.
Absolutely. And like the tension, right? The tension, because we can talk a little bit about the men's basketball national team today as well.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine the tension in his heart, because he could have qualified for either team, you know? But we say thank you for focusing on track, because we got a whole bunch of talent on the basketball side as well.
Yes, indeed.
While you're looking for the...
I just got the schedule.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so we have... Today will be the finals of the 200 meters in all divisions, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And the open women, open men will be the featured events in that event. We also have the finals of the 5,000 meters starting at 9 o'clock. We have the finals of the 400 meter hurdles, and then we go into the relays. That's on the track. Over in the field events, you get the finals of the under 20 men and open men short put, the under 20 and open females javelin, the under 20 and open men's pole vault, the under 20 and open men's triple jump, and the under 20 and open men's high jump. That is going to be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we know that in the swimming nationals, the competition was expanded to allow some international competitors to come in at one of the last qualifying Olympics. Mm-hmm. Did we have any international competitors for the track and field nationals?
We did. We had, I saw some athletes from Haiti on the track.
Okay.
You know, there was an athlete from the Cayman Islands on the track last night.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty sure some international relay teams are going to be in here today to push our athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, a lot of athletes from around the region are taking advantage of our nationals, so to see if they could post qualifying times as well.
Right. When we get to the wrestling story, one of the most interesting excerpts from it is the organization's, it seems, desire to grow the Bahamas as the space for regional wrestling competition. Can we maintain this space that we've added to our national track portfolio, where we provide a space where international athletes and regional, more specifically athletes, can come to the Bahamas in hopes of an opportunity to qualify for a major international competition?
I see no reason why not. You know, the Bahamas has been a sports mecca of the Caribbean for a while, you know, and that's across the board. You know, we've hosted many track and field events. We've hosted global track and field events. We've hosted the world, really. You know, we've hosted swimming events. Why not wrestling? You know, wrestling is very popular around the region, definitely in the U.S., and is picking up steam around the world. You know, so it's huge for sports tourism. It'll definitely create heads and beds. I think it's a great initiative, a great move, and I look forward to getting into that venture.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what I like about wrestling is that even if it is fake, or what it actually is scripted, right? It's scripted entertainment.
Yes.
You can't slunk and go into a wrestling ring. You still have to be at peak performance to be able to play that game.
Man, they're athletes. You know, and that's a question that you could probably ask Sierra Breeze when she comes in. You know, just got a text from her, by the way. She said she's on her way.
Awesome. So, awesome. Don't tell her I can be standing behind the door waiting to sneak attack her.
So, you know, when you look at them, you could tell they're athletes,
yeah,
right? So I don't think any of that is fake, you know, call it.
All right, let's talk about Rima Otabar.
Yes.
For a second.
She's throwing today as well.
Jermico Archer had nothing but high praise for her. I mean, he had high praise for all of the athletes. I mean, so far it seems it's been a phenomenal event. But Otabar is an NCAA champion and NCAA record holder in the javelin.
She's exceptional, man. She's exceptional. And she's only 21 years of age. She's the first back-to-back outdoor NCAA champion that we have had since Evad Monker.
Back-to-back NCAA.
Back-to-back NCAA champion. One last year and one again this year.
Since whom?
Since Evad Monker.
Okay, I want to make sure we remember.
And that's,
we remember
that's, you. That's over 20 years ago.
Wow.
You know, so yeah. that is huge.
And she's already qualified?
She qualified. She did all of that with one throw. She broke the NCAA record, repeated as NCAA champion, broke Laverne Eves' 26-year-old national record, and qualified for the Olympics with one throw.
Let me tell you something. I know when it's hunting season, she don't need no gun. She's go out there with a spear.
That's it.
And take down pigeon, lone pigeon. Oh, my goodness.
She's phenomenal.
All right, so I have a text here that says, for people on the family islands, how can they watch the track meet?
We just started streaming it yesterday. There's a live stream up. Let me see if I could find that information. But I saw somebody posted it this morning in one of my groups.
You know. Track and field related Facebook groups that people could tune into for closer to the track commentary from some of the stakeholders, people who are so involved that they're going to do their own broadcast.
Well, there's the lead group is the Bahamas BAAAS group.
On Facebook. All right.
You know, that is current. You know, it's always posting current information. Bahamas Athletics is another one of those Facebook groups. Sean McKermit Taylor, you know, always current. You know, they could always check on my page. I always post in track and field information as well. So, yeah, we're all over social media. We're on Instagram as well. There are a lot of things going on, and it's always current. So you have no excuse for not knowing what is going on.
Absolutely. You know? So here's what we can do, though, in the interim. Family Island listeners and sports fans, write a letter to the Guardian and say, Guardian, we need you to build a mobile team, right, that could travel to all the Family Islands and capture all the sports stories all the time. And then we need y'all to build a TV branch so we could make sure that all of these competitions are broadcast. In particular, for young people to see the volume of activity taking place in the country.
Yes.
And then, I mean, and say, hey, let's get ZNS and every Family Island to cover these sports events. And or in New Providence to make sure that it's broadcast to every Family Island.
And there's so much untapped potential in the Family Islands. Mm-hmm. A lot of our athletes come from the Family Islands.
Without a doubt.
You know, that would be a wonderful idea to get something like that started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need exposure.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them just need the proper facilities to train on. Right? But
and with the baseball realm, Freedom Farm, and all of the, I call them camps, training camps that have been established, has shown us is grab them as soon as possible. The younger you get them, inculcated, entrenched in the culture of the discipline, the easier it's going to be for them to find and develop their talents.
I agree. You know, I coach youth baseball as well. At JBLN, and we start from as young as three years old in some cases.
Right, and it's great for young kids to develop hand-eye coordination.
Yes, indeed.
Without a doubt.
Yes, indeed.
I had one little cousin, his head is so big. When he was running, he had to lean his head. He had to start with his head in the curve, right? But he figured it out. And it was just fun and awesome to watch, but he figured it out. And kids really deserve these opportunities at those young ages to develop these skill sets, because these are the things that build the whole human.
I think sometimes as coaches, we take too much time trying to correct a particular form or style that we lose track of the actual progress, just naturally progress naturally, right? So many situations, I see athletes running with the wrong style, you know, like either bobbing their head or, you know, their arms not flowing like how they should, but they're producing, you know, they're just naturally talented, you know, so sometimes you just have to let them grow into their realm.
And coach the talent that exists.
Exactly. I couldn't say it better.
I just want to make this point. Ministry of Agriculture, they short putting and they javelin. Mm-hmm. You could get them on the farm so they could take these mangoes and tamarind and gnab them out the tree. That's what would be our training program. See, Jamaica, they have all the hills and the valleys. Mm-hmm. There's a natural part of their life for many Jamaicans and young people in particular is your ability to move yourself on your feet. Mm-hmm. And that feeds into their awesome track program. Mm-hmm. Our little thing could be, we got to get all this fruit off these trees. And our field athletes lead the charge. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, the kids section. And we are looking at the Nationals. I want to get the name correct. It is so long. The Bahamas National... It's like GSSSSSSSA.
Oh, you mean the name of the event?
Yeah, the name of the event. I have it here in my notes, but it's a little...
It's all inclusive. It's right. All inclusive.
Here we go. The Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations Kids Athletics Invitational and Junior and Senior National Track and Field Championships.
Yes.
Kids Athletics.
Yes. Kids Athletics starts from as young as under 7.
Okay.
Right? So it's an invitational. So what we did was we invited some of the top performances in the various divisions mm-hmm. to compete at the Nationals this year, right? We normally have it separate, have a youth and junior national championships and then have a senior championships, right? But it's all inclusive this year.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are performing very well. You know, some people might not like it. They might have wanted us to separate it this year, and that might have been the best route to take. But nobody could complain that it's entertainment and it's been flowing so far.
Mm-hmm. Having the kids and the juniors nestled in with the seniors, mm-hmm. have you seen outstanding performances that may not have occurred if the kids weren't participating in the energy of the senior competition? Inspired young people to try harder?
Well, I haven't seen much of the kids athletics events so mm-hmm. far. But I can tell you some of the junior events, I'm sure they were inspired by just seeing their senior pairs out there, you know, out by the track. You know, I'll give you an example. In the under 20 boys 400 meters last night, you know, Zion Miller from Queens College ran 46.5 seconds, right? That's a personal best for him. It's an automatic qualifier for the World Under 20 Championships. And he's on his way to doing huge things, man.
How old is he again?
Well, he goes to Queens College, so I'm assuming he's about 16, 17.
Yeah.
Right? I think this is his last year at QC.
Okay.
You know, so he's outstanding. And all year long, he was up there in the 400 meters, but he was never really at the top. You know, last night he established himself as the best under 20 athlete we have in the 400 meters.
Wow. You know, keeping up the tradition.
Yes, indeed.
Young man. You see that boy Stevie Gardner there? You take every opportunity to talk to him mm-hmm. and to observe, mm-hmm. you know, also to observe the way that he approaches his training, the way he approaches the race, and the way he approaches his teammates and competitors. Mm-hmm. All of these things build the best performance.
It's 400 meters. That would have been third.
Okay.
That would have been third.
Wow.
So he's definitely making waves in the 400 meters.
Yeah.
And I could see him. I'm not sure if he's a junior next year. I think he will be. But if he continues on this progression path, he could win gold medal in under 20 boys 400 at Carifta next year.
Good stuff. Yeah. Way to go, Zion.
Zion Miller.
Miller, impressive.
Yes.
I got a text here that says, these games are all well and good. They're exciting. Are the B3As going to give us, let me see if I could get a text. So basically, the way that we have like the politicians versus pastors basketball game, mm-hmm. right? Is the B3As going to give us like a pastors and celebrity versus athletes? Like what we did for the 50th, I think it was the 50th Carifta, where Pauline Davis did celebrity races. I think she ran Dasque the Bubbler. She ran against Dasque the Bubbler.
I remember that.
Are you all going to bring that back for us and add some more and maybe some politicians in the race?
Well, it certainly would be entertainment, crowd entertainment. I would say this. We had so much events to fit into 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, it was a challenge for Demarius Cash, our meet director, to get all those events in, you know, especially when you're including the kids' athletics as a part of the Nationals. right? But something like that could definitely be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a crowd pleaser, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fans want to see it. Get probably even some of the coaches on the track.
Yes.
To run against the administrators.
Absolutely.
Something.
If anything, you know, in the show, like, for instance, Bahar Bash on this Saturday at the Grand Hyatt, doors open at 3. Right. Show starts at 5. Trust me, those 2 hours are going to be jam-packed with entertainment and activities. Mm-hmm. And we could do the same thing with our games. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. Okay. Let's call some other names, some other young people, some other people trying to qualify for Paris.
Well, doing fantastic. What, you mean for the World Under 20 Championships or Paris?
Both.
Okay. Let's look at the World Under 20 Championships first. And Carlos Brown already qualified, and he won the men's 100 meters. The Under 20 boys, 100 meters on Wednesday. He ran 10.46 seconds.
Okay.
You know, his personal best in that is 10.30. That's a junior national record. We have athletes like under 17 boys. I know this is a stretch in terms of qualifying, but I was very impressed by Everett Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ran 10.77 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a personal best time for him. A lot of young athletes are doing some phenomenal things. You have Cheyenne Demerit in the women's sprints. You know, there's 400 under 20 girls, 400 meters. You know, I'm sure right now, I don't have the list in front of me, but we probably have about 15 to 20 qualifiers for the World Under 20 Championships, right? And then 6 qualifiers on the senior side for the Olympics.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome. So. And again, final night tonight, I hope it's full of surprises.
Full of surprises, full of thrills, full of excitement. Everything that you want to see on the track is going to be on the track tonight. Come out and support. It starts at 5 o'clock at the old Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. You can get in for as low as $10.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss it, folks. It's going to be thrilling.
All right, now don't go anywhere. Just in case I get to tag you in.
Well,
I may need some help.
I'm ready.
Okay, good stuff. Also, I'm going to talk a bit about the national team's gear. It was just unveiled. And where could I get me
some of that gear?
Some of that gear.
I'm not sure if it's for sale, but you know,
don't mind that. Don't mind that part.
But they should be stocked up over at the Bahamas Olympic Committee's office.
All right. So do we have merchandise as well available right now so I could start gearing up my spectator pack for the road to Paris?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, good
I want one of those myself.
Oh, nice.
You know, nice travel bags.
Okay.
You know, all the gear you want is right there.
Yeah, because whenever Bahamian leaves this rock, we all on Team Bahamas. We all ambassadors for the country.
And I can tell you one thing, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
This is the first time I see them get the colors right in a while.
They got it right?
Because it looked like we had that light. Remember we had that lime green before?
Yeah.
You know, they look like they got it right this time.
So. Okay, I can't wait to see it. I know they had the unveiling a few days ago.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm excited. Producer, take me to a break. When we come back from the break, you're going to see... Let me say that again. Hold on. When we come back from the break, you're going to smell what the Chikchani is cooking in the bush, waiting to feed Kaylee Capri something. Something she's been waiting for her whole life. Bahar Bash, when we get back from the break, we're talking wrestling with our Bahamian female wrestler, Sierra Breeze, a.k.a. Kaylee Capri, a.k.a. Alexia Gray. I can't say your name properly. I got to disuse my competitor, but she's coming on to tell us what she's bringing to the Bahamas this weekend. We'll be right back after the break.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scooter Race.
Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Taking place Monday the 21st
at the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842
or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scooter Race Basketball Classic.
Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guard and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. So call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Congratulations, Bahamas!
It's a celebration!
Oh, yeah! We got it!
You better believe it!
Let's go! This one's for the Fantastic Four!
Yeah, man!
The Golden Boys! Yes, man!
Our Golden Knights!
August 10th, 2012!
We got to
go! Can't forget it! Let's do this! Kevin!
Spread news far and wide, let it be told!
Our boys in the 4x4, our boys in gold!
Lift your voices, shout it big and bold.
Bahamas win the 4x4, Bahamas win gold.
Run, Chris, run, that's all you could hear. On every island, they started to cheer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
can you smell what the chick Johnny is cooking deep in the bush in the stone oven? We cooking up some Kalia Capri soup. That's what we cooking up in preparation for Baja Bash. If you want to follow this story, you could check out the Nassau Guardian, Kalia Capri to fight J.C. Storm in the Bahamas. And first of all, I scared. Let me tell you why, because she's small. The first thing they say in training is confuse the enemy. Right. I feel like she could pick me up and body slam me.
Easy.
Second of all, I scared because this woman's second match, she gonna fight a whole storm. She come down for hurricane season, she say, send it! And I go body slam it.
That's what I say.
Good morning, ma'am. Please
Good morning, Bahamian people. Y'all already know. Y'all been hearing my voice on the radio, on the TV all week, all 2 months long now. Y'all already know it's your girl, Kalia Capri, bringing the Capri Sun with me everywhere I go. Or maybe y'all know me as Sierra Breeze from WOW. Whatever y'all know me as, it can be sunny, it can be breezy, and it can feel real good when I come through.
I mean, you can feel real good when she body slam you on the So here's a quote from this article. This feels so good. I do a lot of things in the ring that I feel only Bahamians would resonate with. Are you going to, when you throw them on the ground, are you going to say, yeah, beast? Like talking?
I think a lot of things that I do are very, very specific. Like I have this thing where I know I had to talk. See what I'm saying? I already have them in the corner. I already kicked them back of the head, get them out my corner because it's my corner, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get up there, I rise and I tell everybody, look to the rising Capri Sun. Come on now, lift up your head.
Lift up your head to the rising Capri Sun.
Oh, okay.
I love, but look here, yeah. Bahamians could go crazy.
That's a slogan.
Yes. Right there, man. And the next one is get juice. You already know.
Oh boy. When I hit, so I used to watch wrestling with and Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Oh yeah.
But there's this thing, right, where like you love the game, but you don't want to see nobody get hurt.
Man, that's a part of the game.
I just saying, y'all, she gonna hit you. Mm. Just be prepared for it. She gonna hit you.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about J.C. Storm. She's coming from New York City, but she's actually Dominican.
Mm-hmm. So I really don't know much about J.C. Scattered showers. All I really know is that when we did get this match set up, when the commissioner did put it together, She went online. You know, we all have to hype up everything. We hype up, but it's what you choose to say. See what I'm saying? You already bring up hurricane season. She had brought up a situation with like Hurricane Dorian, and she kind of was making like a joke out of it, but that was kind of serious for our country, you understand? Yeah. So I really wasn't laughing about it. Like, she tried following me on Instagram and things like that, and I was like, girl, like, I know me and you could be friends. Mimi, you have to fight before we be friends, I feel like.
And that's another Bahamian tradition. I mean, be honest with you. A good, clean, no weapons, no dirtiness.
Just the cuffs.
A good, clean little elbow, push, dashing. People has come out as friends after that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'd be able to respect her a little bit more after that, after I get to cut her hip, because then she'll realize, before I say anything, let me make sure I just don't say it about the Bahamas.
Yeah. You don't want 3,000 rocks, keys, islands.
That's what I say. No, that's
this model. You don't want to see why Siku come for you.
Yeah, no. They body slam you with words.
I'm telling you.
Okay, so tell us about tomorrow. What can we expect? Doors open at 3 p.m.
That's for the VIPs and people who pay for the meet and greet. So y'all will be able to come in at 3. Y'all be able to meet all your favorite wrestlers. We have Mark Henry come in. We have Velveteen Dream come in. We have so many superstars from NXT coming over. We have Red Velvet coming over.
Okay.
So you will be able to come in there, meet everybody, get pictures, get signatures, and get your everything taken care of for you, whatever you need.
I won't fight Red Velvet.
Oh, flip. I won't fight her too. I ain't gonna lie.
As a woman too?
I swear
to you. It didn't matter. Because who are you talking to you so bad in the ring and say, come here, let me put some ice cream on your red velvet. Just run them hard. That's the next secret Bahamians have. We just say things that is upset you and throw you off your game.
And guess what? That's why I say, like, everything that I do is just going to resonate with Bahamians. Because I feel like once I get into it, once I get on the road, my mouth just go. And I used to go to St. John's College where we used to get off like a lot.
Real giant.
Producer, check this call. Let's see if this is JC Scattered Showers calling in for the challenge. Good morning, caller.
How's everybody?
Everybody's good. How you doing?
Yeah, I just got in the car.
Yes.
And I love the rivalry. I ain't got no information. This lady, she got something good going on. I just love the rivalry now. So, you know, this is 20 minutes, man. That's my kind of thing.
20 minutes.
Ah, yes, sir. So they're going to be at the Grand Hyatt Bahama in the Andrus Ballroom tomorrow from 3 p.m. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 5 p.m.
American Dime, not Bahamian Dime. 5 p.m. on the dot.
Where can we get tickets?
So we actually still have tickets online for sale, general admission. Now, I will say this. I've been getting such a good response from the Bahamian people that, guys, y'all gonna have to catch me for these tickets. If you could see me out, you would find me somewhere. I'll be around the breezes. Because we've been sold out. It's been packed.
I was on the website last night, sir. If you search Eventbrite Baja Bash, or if you search Baja Bash Wrestling Nassau Guardian, pages should come up and direct you to the Eventbrite page. Or where we may see you today.
Around breezes. I might just, you know, take a stroll around Bahama. It's nice around there. So you might be driving in your car. Don't mind stopping. Look, honking me. Be like, Kalia Capri, I hear you on the radio today. And I know you got some tickets on you. Tickets
yes,
on
sir.
Me. They take us. Y'all looking up.
Yes, sir.
Try to get y'all.
Yeah, before I go, I will tell the young lady here, look it now. You got to let your appearance know. When she talk about Dorian, that's personal in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So put an extra beat on it for me.
Oh, I got you. Say like, you got an extra one for her.
Okay.
Extra right.
Yeah.
I'll be out there. Looking forward to a good fight.
Thank you.
Okay. Let her know, don't worry about Dorian. He's body hurricanes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, now.
The country.
Listen, the first time I saw you on social media posts, and then on the I knew you were Bahamian. You couldn't have been anything but Bahamian.
That's what I'm saying.
We know what inspired your costume, but how did you have any issues, obstacles with that costume? Did people tell you, oh, it's too much, or it's flamboyant in a different kind of way? And do you wear the same costume as Kalia Capri?
So my costume at WOW is custom. Definitely made sure they understood where I was coming from with that costume, whether they thought it was flamboyant or not. It's my culture.
Yeah, it's definitely Bahamian.
We ain't gonna have no discussion, no, too long talks about what that is. I definitely wanted to look good, and they helped me look good.
Well, listen, Kalia Capri, I need you to wear capris and espadrilles Because you ain't never see a mum on a Saturday morning fight for a parking spot. Like Bahamian woman in her Capri and her espadrilles.
They do it. My Grammy love Capris too.
It's a Bahamian thing.
It is a Bahamian thing.
Okay, absolutely. Now, let's go through 3 p.m. doors open, 5 p.m.
Show starts.
Tickets start at $10.
They do.
VIP tickets a bit more, $25.
They're a bit more now, actually. So online, the tickets are more. Like, these tickets that I have, they just for the people who find me, man. That's special. You see what I'm saying? If you can find me, not only do you get your tickets that are sold out pretty much everywhere, you actually get your tickets at a discounted price.
Wow. All right, so this... Kalia Capri going to be in the Cable Beach area today. Mm-hmm. I can give you all a little hint. She's wearing a green St. John's College green T-shirt. SG or SSU?
Yeah, SSG.
SSG.
But with St. John's College green, for sure.
Yeah, definitely St. John's. Send a shout out to St. John's College, man, and the people you know there.
Big shout out to St. John's College. Y'all already, that's my alma mater. That's my school. I was the very first Miss Star, Miss Emerald Star at St. John's College. So, you know, I was the first.
Hold on, what's Miss Emerald? What's Miss Emerald Star?
The pageant. We had a pageant, and I was the very first Miss Emerald Star.
I didn't know all this.
Listen, this making sense.
You didn't
tell me all this. Kalia Capri, the nail. You wrestle with those nails?
I wrestle with these nails. I have to look good everywhere I go. You see what I'm saying?
Like, man, she represents, right? Like the elements of a Bahamian culture, like the Bahamian woman who dress up to go out. Mm-hmm. But if you need somebody to tend the fire, she ready to tend the fire.
That's what I'm saying.
The Capri's thing ain't going to stop her from doing what needs to be done. Okay, now, I look in here. Superstar scheduled to compete. World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry.
Yeah.
The WWE Superstar and Hall of Famer. WWE Superstar and ACW, that's All Caribbean Wrestling.
Correct.
Champion Pope, Elijah Burke. WWE Superstar Velveteen Dream. WWE Superstar Lince Dorado. Mm-hmm. Of course, WWE NXT Star. And hailing from Nassau, Kalia Capri. ROHTNA Superstar Kenny King. Few Flares. Women Champion Cassandra Golden. ACW Women's Champion Maserati. International Superstar Tag Team from Africa. Mm-hmm. New Nation. All right, for more information, you can send an email to allcaribbeanwrestling@gmail.com. You can find Kalia throughout Cable Beach. Later today, she got the $10 tickets.
Right.
When you go to Eventbrite on the website, the tickets start at $25, but Kalia Capri... Now, do I have to do something to get the ticket? Like, do I have to pin you to the ground?
That ain't gonna happen even if you try. So, I mean, you can't do that. I'll say this. It's going to be a great surprise. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for people to actually see me in person, I want everyone to get to know me. I want everybody to actually, when they see me from far, they could tell from my calf, like, oh, yeah, she used to run track. That's definitely Kalia Capri.
All right. So, listen, yesterday I played... song coming out of Africa called, by a guy called A-Star. It's called Ting Ting. And you have the Ting Ting Challenge, right? Mm. And a lot of our artists have been taking advantage of sort of international open verse challenges. The Bahamas. And I put out a challenge yesterday. I said, man, any song that say Ting Ting got to have a Bahamian element to it. But I want to throw out another challenge. And I can call some names. Shad Fur, Vividly, Val, Giovanni, Rue, The Richie, Alien Rose, Cammy, Melody, Mama D, Dita Entertainer, Johnny Cake, Shine, Avi, Blaudy, Judah the Lion, even the Foreign Sound, Matthew Pinder, Sound Waves Crew, Pineapple Down. Kalia Capri need a theme song.
I do.
In fact, she need two theme songs. She need one for WOW, Women of Wrestling League, and she need one for ACW, All Caribbean Wrestling.
You know a joke? So I had to get a theme song for WOW, and I tell them, I say, guess what? One word that I need to be in there is Bongi. I literally tell them that. And now my theme song at WOW is be like, I want to see you dance. I want to see you shake your bum bum. They say
yeah,
they
use
Bongi, so they use bum bum.
Right. KB for that.
But KB or Tonash.
Yep.
Tonash. You have one song called Bongi, Bongi, Bongi. And I mean, it's nice, but it ain't safe for working. It's for a slightly mature audience.
Yeah.
But we got enough talent out here to get you. In fact, we have a theme song for you when you're competing in the Bahamas.
Please, I need one back.
Because your theme song when you're competing in the Bahamas is "When Bain Town Woman Catch a Fire, All of the Wrestlers Run." Right? A theme song for every league, every event. It's a pleasure. Let's talk a bit about your aspirations and wrestling, women's wrestling in the Bahamas.
So my aspirations as of right now, of course, you just named a few of the women's champions like Maserati and Cassandra Golden. My eyes are going to always stay on them because I want the both of those titles. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm new to the game. I'm new in the game, getting my brand out there and really building myself as a professional wrestler. So the best thing that could put me over is to have as many titles as possible. And I feel like I have the agility, the athleticism, and the pride and the absolute like personality to take those things from those women. All respect to them women, but I hear now and it's a different story now. You might have had them because I wasn't here, but here I am. And as far as I see wrestling in the Bahamas go, I think wrestling in the Bahamas is going to thrive amazingly. Like, we have so many, like you said, artists who are going to be able to help me, and not just me, but maybe other wrestlers from the Caribbean who want to get like a song together, like designers. I'm working with Kevin Evans right now. He's helping me design my gear for Baja Bash. So I'm going to have a whole new gear than y'all see on Instagram and stuff like that. I actually have Alden. He is a cinematographer. He actually is helping me with footage and vignettes and things like that. I'm working with a lot of Bahamian people, like on my nails, 50 coats on my nails, like my hair is exclusive, extensions, like I have all my Bahamian people that I want to work with and build with, and they are in so many different branches of like aspects of,
sectors,
of work
yeah.
and life, and I was like, wow, like the fact that they tie in so easily with me, I definitely want them to come with me to the States so I could call their names and give more people options.
Oh, boy. Okay, caller. Let's go to the phone line, Dad. I'm so sorry, caller. She's staring at me and I get distracted. She won't fight. Good morning, caller. You there? Did I lose you? Good morning, caller.
I say we have the future WWE
Women's champion.
In studio.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Yep. That's true?
Yes, indeed.
Listen, Mrs.
Morning.
Good morning.
That's Eric Sawyer the third, my co-host. And he's
got to say, hey, that's my friend.
And Sawyer is going to be one of the first local commentators for the wrestling, because that brings it alive as well. I also have a text.
Look at her, voice in the head. Look at her. Check up, body slam like that. She ain't no good.
And so I can be talking right back to you. So I can be, Sawyer, you see that? You see me? Yeah.
You just get me to stop a behaving moment. See that?
Yeah. Your beast? Your beast?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a text here from a Mrs. Hannah Sweeting.
Okay.
From St. John's.
Yeah.
You remember Mrs.
Yes,
Hannah Sweeting?
I do remember Mrs.
I remember as well.
She said she can need 3 tickets, please.
Awful up, Miss Sweeting. I got to come to St. John's.
I can give you her number so you
all
can connect after the show.
I got to get to St. John's.
Mm-hmm. So, Miss Sweeting, you just want to come out there to see her body slam me. I see.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Now, cinematography is about building your profile.
Exactly.
I want to see you, when you come on stage, pick up a small man. It could be a child with a mustache. And just lift him up high in the air and say, "Your beast," and throw him on the ground. Because when Baintown women catch a fire.
So y'all can say Baintown. I actually from Carmichael.
Carmichael. Wow. Producers say Carmichael City 2000.
Oh,
well, no, that's a... That's another okay, so for people that don't know, that was something that Ortland Bodie said when he was on the radio. And he was sort of celebrating and highlighting the rapid growth and expansion of communities, business, life in the Carmichael Road area. And it stuck. Carmichael City 2000. Y'all could be from
not a Carmichael right now, it's McDonald's.
You're right. That's a new city down there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so... You from Carmichael?
I from Carmichael Road.
Went to St. John's. What primary school you went to?
Trinity Christian.
Y'all didn't do no wrestling there.
No, we ain't do no wrestling at Trinity Christian. No, but I did get to do a lot of players, though. So I got to do that.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So now, you're fighting J.C. Storm, a.k.a. J.C. Scattered Child. We can call her Spry.
Yeah, Spry.
J.C. Spry. But J.C., you welcome to the Bahamas. Please come on down. You don't mind this chafing. Because he could get much worse in the ring.
I'm telling you.
She ain't come back after this one.
I'm telling you.
I could be wrong.
She can be scared. Yep. PTSD.
All right. So I just want to touch here the match between the three Bahamian men. I think this is going to be fantastic.
It's
where
good.
Santangelo is going up against Island Boy and the Dealer.
Yep.
In one match?
In one match.
So it's an individual? Wow,
see, man, I
it's
don't
three,
know the
is one against one, or is it Santangelo against the two of them?
See, mind you, I don't know the stipulation. I just know I've been in the center of like, all of them rowing. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Santangelo coming after everybody. You see, like, each throwing shots at everybody.
Yeah.
And then we have the Dealer who throwing shots at Island Boy, and Island Boy ain't checking for them, because Island Boy, like, you know what? Y'all don't talk on the radio. Y'all want to talk on talk shows. But me, I'm more of an in-person kind of guy, so they all just tie in together, because now, who really is the best? Is it Santangelo? Is it Island Boy? Is it the Dealer? We don't know.
Well, I know Santangelo.
Mm.
And he's like you. He's small. He's confused the enemy.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you.
I could say this too. Our triple threat match works in wrestling. You know, yeah. Two athletes in the ring at the one time.
Right.
So you could actually lose the match by not even being in the ring. Right?
Literally. You can't even get in.
You're tagging in and out, and then you could...
So I can't just... So you mean I can't just jump in the ring? I gotta wait for somebody to invite me in the ring?
Well, of course they always jump in the ring. They always, you know.
Yeah, from the top rope, can you smell what the Chick Chani is cooking deep in the bush? Okay, this is gonna be awesome. Mia Friday. Cassandra Golden and Maserati.
Yes.
JC Spry.
Yes.
JC Spry.
And Red Velvet. All female wrestlers.
These are all female wrestlers.
Yeah, Red Velvet. I use real.
It up.
I velvet that right up.
No flip.
All right, now what time of the day do you know when you schedule to perform?
So I don't know. That's the best part of wrestling.
Like, yeah, you gotta be there.
Yeah, the best part of wrestling is you should never know what you're coming to watch. Even as a wrestler, I never know what I'm getting myself into until I actually get behind that curtain, and then they just be like, "Hey, it's time to go," and I just be like, "Hey, whatever happened, happened, Dred." Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Mr. Sawyer, that sounds like something familiar. Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, clap.
For what you don't know.
Yeah.
So we were part of, Mr. Sawyer and I are part of an improv comedy troupe.
Mm.
And it's a similar vibe. The improv comedy troupe is character-based sketch comedy. So there's a loose framework, but anything could happen.
Yeah.
And just like you say, you come to the stage with three characters in mind. You only have maybe three performances on stage. You may end up in every skit that night. And you may be the person who body slammed the champion
really?
And take the title.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, absolutely. We are all out of time. Hold on. This texter says, does the chair really hurt?
Yes. What you mean? You ever get hit with a chair before?
So you have to learn how to take a hit.
Right? I want you to know, like, okay, I can make it simple for the Bahamian people. Just like when you go to watch a basketball game, that team then practice, they done work on everything they had to work on. The next team then practice, they done work on everything they work on. But when they, ain't no telling if the next team might elbow you inside your throat, that might hurt. You see what I'm saying? If they ain't planning to do that, but that might hurt.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, wrestling hurt. I just wake up with bruises and cuts and marks and all, and my back all crack up.
How many hours a day do you have to spend just on body conditioning?
Boy, a lot. I swear to you, I just go to the gym for like 2 hours, and then I go straight to wrestling practice, and wrestling practice hitting about 6 hours a day. And I telling you, I work in Orlando, so I am with Devon Dudley Academy. And my coach is Dan at Devon Dudley. And that guy, I have never done more squats, more like push-ups in my life. And then they get you dead tired and then be like, all right, let's get in the ring. And I'd be like, oh, Christ.
One question I wanted to ask, how did your track career prepare you for wrestling?
Oh, I praise God for actually being a track star, because you will get blown. Like, wrestling is that sport that you genuinely could just talk. Just walk in the ring and talk. And you can be like, chest.
So track, like conditioning
helped me well, and then mental as well. Like, I able to push through the fatigue. I able to recover fast too.
Right.
Like, I only need like going good 5 minutes, lactic gone, I moving around, I back up again, I ready to go.
Good stuff. Okay, Texas says, what's your signature move and what's your favorite move?
So I have a couple signature moves. So I have a Capri Sun, of course, my rising Capri Sun.
Man, look here, she grab you and stick the straw in you and suck you up. You
okay,
finish once you get that straw in you.
And my second one is a bulldog off the rope, and I like to call that Roaring Waters. I know if you ever had the Capri Sun flavor Roaring Waters. That's my raw and waters. I grab them by the head.
Yeah.
Because when they pick me up, they like picking me up because I'm small. I see what you say, confused.
Use the enemy.
Knock in your face a couple times. And I already have great ring awareness. So when I get to that rope, or I bouncing off that rope, I can grab you by your head and I can take your head straight to that floor.
Man, look here. Somebody put that move on me on Cable Beach. I believe it was the waves.
Never.
Roaring waters. Okay, now, just before we go, I need a man and I need a move to catch a man. I need a move to subdue a man without killing him.
Let me see. What's a good move? Drop kick him, man. That's the easiest thing. I say drop to him, and when he getting back up, boom, drop kick him right in the air. He right back down.
Say, gentlemen, be careful out there. The Chikchani is coming. I don't be in the bush all the time. But when I am, I cooking up something for my competitors. I want to say thank you to Kalia Capri.
That's me.
Bahamian woman wrestler with both the All Caribbean Wrestling League and Women of Wrestling League.
The very first, always.
The first one.
Thank you.
So are you St. John's graduate too?
No, man.
Aquinas.
It wasn't a privilege.
Yeah, he didn't get that privilege.
That's all right, though.
I wanted to say that to Sheldon.
Okay, Sheldon, the message for you.
All players,
okay.
LeBron and Bronny, boy.
I see that.
LeBron
yes.
And Bronny,
so, yeah, I promise we're going to carve out some space next week, Friday, to talk about that, because that is talk show worthy.
Epic.
You guys have a great day. Remember, tomorrow, 3 p.m. doors open, 5 p.m. show starts. All us Bahamians have to get out there and show these foreigners who we for. Okay. And we for Kalia Capri,
all
Santangelo,
day.
Island Boy, The Dealer, all our Bahamian wrestlers, and JC Spry. Don't worry, you have a good time when you come to the Bahamas. That's JC Storm.
How does she get beat? We get a piece of Gulf Valley.
There you go. You guys have a great day. Thank you, Sheldon Longley.
Anytime.
Oh, and congratulations to Denisha Cartwright. You guys check out this week's Guardian. She was named the NCAA D2 Honda Athlete of the Year.
Nice.
Way to go, Denisha. Producer, cut the music. There you go. Cut it, producer. We all out of time. You guys have a great day and a wonderful weekend. Grab your bike, stop the ride. Corporal Turner, hide in the bakery yard. You better run. Corporal Turner, run. Send for say Jack Turner don't play, he break your head for fun. But when Baytown woman catch a fire, even the devil runs. Oh, run, Corporal Turner, run. Send for a man of war, tell them bring their gun. People used to say Jack Turner don't play, he break your head for fun. But when Baytown woman catch a fire, even the devil runs.